Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 28th, 2019. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
I would ask y'all for a special moment of silent prayer. I regret to say that Judge Brannick's father passed away this morning at the age of 98. And also former county judge Ron Walker. Hopefully their families will be good during these unfortunate incidents. And we ask a special moment of prayer for them prior to their prayer of prayer. Thank you. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, our nation, one nation, under God. For with few limitations, we can worship freely, speak freely, and actively participate in a government for the people, by the people. Ask that you lead and guide this governing body today and all days, so that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. These things we ask in your precious name, and the glory be yours. Amen.
Please join me in signing our faithful pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order and begin on the county airport. I may ask the Senator possibly approve a resolution recognizing Doug Hanratty for his dedicated service and leadership as captain of the Jack Brooks Regional Airport Fire Department, and wishing him well in his retirement and all his future endeavors. Do we have a motion on that?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Captain, if you'd like to come up, Commissioner Weaver has a resolution that he's going to read. Welcome to bring with you anybody that you want to.
Have the family come on. Doug, it's my honor and privilege to read this resolution. Appreciate your service to this county. Many a night you filled up the helicopter for me when I was about to leave and worked those long hours, and appreciate all your help and your assistance that you've given and given in this county and to the flying public. So with that, I'll read the resolution. Whereas Douglas Hanratty has devoted 26 years of service to Jefferson County and the flying public and the aviation community with pride and professionalism, and whereas I call him Doug. Doug is a dedicated Christian husband to Becky, father to Hunter and Lauren. Whereas Doug Hanratty has made an outstanding contribution to the Jack Brooks Regional Airport and the quality of service at the airport. And whereas Doug has began his career with Jefferson County in July of 1993 as a firefighter, and then the Jefferson County Airport Fire Department. And whereas Doug earned his basic structural firefighter certification in December of 1994. And whereas Doug, through hard work and dedication, is now considered by the state of Texas intermediate aircraft rescue firefighter and certified as an instructor one in January 2011, by the Texas Commission on Fire Protection. And whereas Doug was promoted to shift captain in April of 2015, whereas Doug was directly involved in airport emergency operations during Hurricanes Rita, Gustav, Ike, and Harvey, and whereas Doug has amassed considerable knowledge of the airport infrastructure and has been an invaluable resource for the airport and the county, whereas Doug is dependable, knowledgeable, humorous, thoughtful, and personable, as well as a great cook. And whereas through hard work, dedication, and commitment to excellence, Douglas Hanratty has earned the respect and admiration of his colleagues, the aviation community, and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, Douglas Hanratty is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by his friends, co-workers, and the aviation community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Douglas Hanratty for his dedicated services as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement, signed this day by Judge Jeff Rannick and other commissioners. Congratulations.
Term
beginning January 1st, 2019, at a monthly cost of $76. The addendum, item I, is consider and approve execute receipt file job contract with Fall Glass Building Services for repair of Jerry Ware terminal in the amount of $103,160, according with buy board contract number 520-16. Item J is consider and approve corrections to total number of working days from Chief Phase 5, Chief Community Sewer Improvements with BDS, DBA, MK Constructors. Change the total number of contract working days for the project from 281 to 371, reflecting the correct number of working days approved by Commissioner's Court B, a previously approved change order. Item K is consider approve execute receipt file certificate of construction completion for Chief Phase 5, Community Sewer Improvements with BDS, DBA, MK Constructors. Item L is request approval of release retainage to BDS Constructors LLC, DBA, MK Constructors in the amount of $20,145, payment application number 10 via the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Do I have a motion on those items?
Certainly.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Regarding Dunn County Airport, under County Auditor, I may consider approved electronic disbursement for $1,800,000 to the State Comptroller for the first pass of the unintended governmental transfer for indigent health care. Item B is consider approved electronic disbursement of $234,025.96 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item C is consider approved termination of public defender contract agreement for the 252nd District Court with Sean Billery Samuel, effective January 31st, 2019. Item D is consider approved public defender contract agreement for the 252nd District Court with Brittany Holmes, effective February 1st, 2019. Item E is regular county bill, check number 455211 through 455460. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So
moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute grant application certification and affidavit for the grant application process for the Foundation for Southeast Texas. Item B is consider possibly approving resolution supporting the grant application for Jefferson County Family Treatment and Drug Court with Criminal Justice Division fiscal year 2019-2020 with no matching funds. Do I have a motion on those? That's
a rule.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second
by Commissioner Arnold, I believe. On discussion, Mr. Patch, I'm going to hold, the Commissioner's Court can vote on it, but I'm going to hold this affidavit that's provided. We'll sign the resolution. I'm going to ask you to get with the Foundation for Southeast Texas because the affidavit says that Jefferson County is a 501c3 corporation, which we're not. So if we can get them to change that language, then we can sign it. If we are unit of local government. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to County Treasurer, item A is review, consider possibly approve receipt file 2019 Jefferson County Investment Policy and Procedure. Do I have a motion on that?
I will.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. And I don't believe there have been no changes in the investment policy, which is required every 2 years to readopt it. So we're just readopting it without any changes. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under risk management, we have one item to consider. A, to consider and possibly approve cyber liability insurance coverage option 2 with Ace American Insurance Company, effective February 1st, 2019, for an annual premium of $17,197. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
By Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
It's higher than that $10,000 we're here.
option one is less. If the court was willing to go with that, it's $9,326.
You have to go with Mike's, we don't have to shoot your clock.
There were three options given in the attachment that I sent to everyone, and it did say that option one is less, it's less than $10,000, but the limits were also only $1 million. That's why our broker, Susan, with Monroe Stevens and Williams, Susan Nolan, recommended that we go with the middle option based on what that premium was for the amount of coverage that we would be obtaining.
For the higher limits?
Correct, for the $3 million limit instead of the $1 million.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, via agenda, we have one item under each hearing. Consider possible approval of acceptance in county road system, roads that are final by the Pine Island State, Phase One, recording card file number 201503999. Now the final private Pine Island Estates, Phase Two. Recording card file number 201603-8035, the official public records of Jefferson County, Texas. And with those roads located precinct number one, approximate total distance of 1.065, 5,615.44 feet. That motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. We will plan on meeting next week, February 4th. Cleveland's report.
Yes.
February 4th. The following week is Golden Triangle Days in Austin. I know that I have to be in Austin on Sunday the 10th for a meeting. And then 11th, 12th is the actual Golden Triangle Day. The Commissioner Weaver is also not going to be here, so neither will Commissioner Arnold, so we won't have a quorum that week. So can we make sure that he, through purchasing and auditing and engineering, that we push everything into the February 4th meeting with the understanding that we're likely to not have a meeting that week of the 4th of the 11th?
Let me bring something to the attention of the public. Got this today. It was a text out that's giving us an update through the city of Beaumont, closure of US 69 southbound in Pine Island Bayou, and that's going to be Tuesday and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for repairs of the water line. I just want to make sure we get that out there to the public.
Yeah, I believe starting tonight at 10 at somewhere down near the Taylor Bio Bridge between Beaumont and Winnie, the eastbound lanes are going to be down to one lane of travel. So if you're going to be coming back from Houston, or have family that's going to be coming back from Houston, the area, Highway 90 looks like a good alternative with the construction on I-10. I've been using Highway 90 to travel to Houston, so it's a good idea. Either take Highway 90 with its improved area all the way into the 610 loop at I-10, or you can leave Endeavors and take 61 or 62 back to I-10, or you can go all the way to 146 and switch over to I-10. But good idea during this peak part of construction to avoid the construction areas along I-10 between Beaumont and Winnie. Anything, any other announcements or anything we need to consider before adjourn?
Just FYI, the following Monday after the 11th, which we're not having court that day, is President's Day, which will be a holiday, so if I'm going to set the date for that meeting.
The following Monday, which is going to be the 18th.
That's our holiday.
The 18th is the holiday, so we would probably meet on the 19th, which is Tuesday. Is that okay with everyone? Oh, it be February, that week in February, February 19th will be for the Commissioner's Court, which is a Tuesday following President's Day.
the attention of the department heads and elected officials, please, let's start getting our agenda items in on time.
There's nothing further than we are here, and thank you so much.